Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 75 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal prosecutors laying out charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams today. He's facing five counts, including bribery and soliciting illegal foreign campaign contributions, along with wire fraud. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams accusing Adams of accepting gifts that included luxury travel in exchange for political favors.
As we allege, Mayor Adams took these contributions even though he knew they were illegal. And even though he knew these contributions were attempts by a Turkish government official and Turkish businessmen to buy influence with him.
Mayor Adams denying the allegations and says he will fight the charges and won't resign. The U.S. calling on Israel and Hezbollah to agree to a ceasefire following escalations this week. Israel's prime minister says he will not back down on operations in Lebanon. Hurricane Helene lashing parts of Tampa already and expected to make landfall as a Category 4 hurricane late tonight. The governor urging residents to leave or prepare to hunker down. This is ABC News. This afternoon, the Oakland A's will play their last game in the city before moving to Sacramento and then Las Vegas once a stadium is built.
It's a sad day at the Oakland Coliseum, the giant concrete structure that so many A's fans grew up in, watching their team, the history, Catfish Hunters, 1968 perfect game, the Bash Brothers, Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire, Ricky Henderson stealing bases. Concession workers have no jobs after today.
It's more sadness, you know. It's sad that they're leaving.
And in Oakland, there's anger at the owner of the A's for uprooting the team after 57 years. Alex Stone, ABC News.
New backlash over returning to the office full-time. Amazon recently announced beginning next year, employees will have to return to the office 5 days a week. A new poll of nearly 2,600 workers finds an overwhelming majority say they're considering looking for a new job because of that new policy. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
afternoon. It is a sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for staying mainly sunny and unseasonably warm with a high of 79. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 50, and tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and warm with a high of 80. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 46, it's 75 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-through. Okay, we do not have a drive-through. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Local election clerks are showing how secure it is to vote in Wisconsin. Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell says machines are tested publicly 10 days before every election.
You can come and you can watch. It's on a Saturday. Watch us test every single machine, every single ballot style for every candidate to make sure that votes are going to be counted properly.
Local election clerks are also busy explaining how secure Wisconsin's balloting is. For instance, Witzel-Bell says all poll workers work in twos.
There are always two poll workers involved when they are dealing with ballots. Two poll workers initial your ballot. Two poll workers are checking you into the poll book. Two poll workers are involved if an absentee is damaged and needs to be remade.
About 2,000 Madison voters were recently sent duplicate absentee ballots by accident. Witzel-Bell says barcodes will prevent anyone from voting twice. The U.S. Federal Reserve recently made a 0.5% cut on interest rates last week. Kristen Ambos of Point Mortgage in Appleton said people were surprised that mortgage rates didn't come down with the announcement of the rate cut.
People correlate the mortgage rate with the Federal Reserve rate. And so they thought, oh my gosh, rates are going to fall by 0.5%. That did not happen. Rates were left relatively unchanged. So that's kind of the surprise to people.
She notes interest rates are not the same as mortgage rates.
The mortgage rates will follow the Federal Reserve, but it's not a direct indicator of a mortgage rate. It's a direct indicator on the rates that the banks are borrowing at. So that's coming down. But remember, the bank is going to add 2 to 3% so that they can make money. So that's where the mortgage rates are going to be.
She said the mortgage rates will start to come down, but she advises people to watch out for predatory lenders who may try to pressure you into refinancing. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, announced the new More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program to help owners of older homes make critical repairs and improvements that increase energy, efficiency, safety, and security. The More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program is the fourth and final program to emerge from the historic $525 million housing legislation signed into law by Governor Evers last year. The More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program provides low-interest loans between $5,000 and $50,000 to owners of houses more than 40 years old. Homeowners can use these loans to finance crucial structural repairs and energy efficiency updates, such as roofing, insulation, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air conditioning. Loans are available through REITA's participating lenders. More information about the More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program is available at morelikehomeloan.weta.com. Native American languages are in danger of disappearing, but keeping them going is difficult. Some people in Wisconsin are trying to save Native American languages. Laura Red Eagle is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and part of the Indigenous Language Table. It's a group that meets in Madison once a week to have everyday chats in Native tongues.
It takes a veil away. You can kind of see how people think, how you view the world. You can ask questions, and you don't feel stupid for doing that, because anybody that's showing up for a language class is already super brave. If they can speak one or two words, or at least, you know, get their introduction done or hear some more, then it's worth it. And I don't know, they feel revitalized themselves in doing it.
The United Nations predicts more than half of the world's languages will disappear in about 75 years. A longtime frozen food delivery service will shut down its operations in Wisconsin. Cygnus Home Service let the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development know that in November, it will close 8 facilities around the state for Yellow, formerly known as Schwann's Home Delivery. A total of 79 workers will be laid off due to the closures. The company cited pandemic-driven staffing shortages and supply chain disruptions as reasons for the closures. Schwann's began its home delivery business in 1952. A woman who made herself so at home in an apparent stranger's house in Wisconsin that she prepared a shrimp and pasta dinner has been arrested for burglary. Police say the person who lives at the house arrived home late Tuesday night to find the lights on and someone inside. The woman was casually walking around inside when officers showed up and ordered her to come to the door. Police said in a report that she told officers that she had permission to be in the house from the resident. She even gave police the resident's name, but officers believe she got that information after going through mail at the home. Scammers love phishing schemes, but they aren't just limited to emails. As more real businesses use text messages to communicate with their customers, con artists are sending out their own text, posing as organizations you know and can trust. If you receive an unusual text message, the following tips can help you decide whether it is a fake before scammers can get their hands on your personal information. Don't trust unsolicited messages. Scammers will try to get you to click a link or call a number in a text message claiming you've won a great prize, your subscription account is about to be deactivated, or there was a problem delivering a package to your home. They may even claim fraudulent activity has been detected on your account and tell you to act now before you get too worked up and respond, ask yourself, did I give this company permission to text me? Did I enter a contest recently? Am I expecting a package? Is it normal for this business to send me messages? If an out-of-the-blue offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If you receive an unsettling text message from a company you do business with, but they never text you in the past, look up their contact information on their official website and get in touch to find out what the message is really about. Watch out for suspicious links. Most scam text messages contain a link for you to click on. Scammers hope their message will cause you to feel so scared or excited you'll click the link without thinking. Some of these links could download malware onto your device. Others may lead you to a lookalike website where scammers hope to harvest your personal information, login ID, and passwords. Know that a personalized message doesn't make the sender trustworthy. Thanks to data breaches and online directories, at least some of your personal information is probably online. Scammers may have access to your name, address, where you bank, your phone provider, and other details about your life. They may include some of this information in their text to appear more legitimate. When in doubt, contact the business directly. Look for spelling and grammar errors. A large number of fake texts originate with offshore companies where they may be crafted by someone who isn't completely fluent in the English language. Some scammers are highly skilled in English, and it may even be their first language, so not every fake text you receive will follow this rule. Still, legitimate companies usually hire professional writers and editors to craft their business communications, so if you notice strange phrasing along with spelling and grammar errors, you're probably dealing with a scammer. If a website looks real, check again. If you do click on a link in a suspicious text message and it appears to take you to an official business website, don't feel safe straight away. Scammers can create a carbon copy of a legitimate website, and if you log in on the fake site, they can steal your username and password. Check the URL carefully to make sure you are on the official website before you navigate within it. Look up phone numbers before you call. Scammers may prompt you to call a number claiming you need to resolve some kind of issue or register to receive a prize. They may do so under the guise of a real business, so always double-check any numbers they send you before you call. If you spot a scam text, don't reply. Some scammers ask you to text stop or no so you won't receive future text. In reality, your reply tells them they have a real active phone number and could open you up to future attacks. Keep your antivirus software up to date. Antivirus software can alert you to fake and unsafe websites if you happen to click on a link in an unsolicited text message. Keep the software installed and up to date to protect yourself against scammers. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. It is a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas. Conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, they also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
WRCO News Time is 12:21. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Menzies Phelps Manley and the Little Willow, along with his son Willard Manley, who is credited with naming Goose Creek. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com, Menzies Phelps Manley. In September 1852, he started for Richland County, Wisconsin, taking with him a load of goods for Dr. Sippy, who had immigrated to Richland County at that time. They were there a month on the road and brought 40 head of cattle with them. Soon after his arrival, he traded his team to I.P. Welton for 80 acres of land. This team consisted of two of the most beautiful dapple grays and were highly prized by Mr. Manley. In October of 1852, Mr. Manley engaged with James Capp in his sawmill as a sawyer. Soon after going to work, he injured his foot on the saw and was not able to resume until March of the following year. He worked in the mill for Mr. Capp until the spring of 1854, when he rented the mill and operated on his own for 1 year. In June of 1853, Mr. Manley, in company with one Daniel Benjamin and Addison Rance, they were from West Southard, and a man named Page, started out to look for land. Leaving Dr. Sippy's place, they followed up the Little Willow Creek to the headwaters, hence down Allwood Hollow, and camped for the night in a spot of Mr. McCorkle's flouring mill, where it now stands. During the afternoon, West Southard got lost. His companions remained up late at night, firing guns at intervals, keeping a bright fire to attract his attention. But finally, becoming discouraged with their efforts, they rolled up their blankets and went to sleep. The next morning, the lost was put into his appearance. He had chanced to find his way to Benjamin Smith's cabin. As it had been for others wandering before him, the old pioneer gladly gave him much-needed advice and sent him on his way rejoicing. Manley did not select land on this trip. He was favorably impressed with the Little Willow Valley. Both the lands of the Little Willow at that time were wet and swampy, but he conducted that by a little drainage they could become very tillable lands. Menzies Manley, his son Willard, a given credit for naming Goose Creek in Forest Township. Willard wrote the following for the Richland Democrat under the pen name Legit. That's spelled L-E-G-I-T. This is from Margaret Helen Scott's Place Names in Richland County. As the version on page 24 goes, there were a number of stories about the origin of Goose Creek. So many different ones that there was published but just one, which is believed to be the author of the folk tales. Two pioneer women became involved in a bitter quarrel over a goose, which both they claimed. The strife waxed and bittered until it was almost a hair-pulling affair. The creek, not named for the goose, but for the women who, as foolish, would fight over that goose. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering 4-H Corn, a contest in October 6th of 1904.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
It's River Valley Homecoming Week. This year's theme is Candyland. As part of the homecoming festivities, the 61st annual River Valley School Fair will be held tomorrow. Sherry Graffunder is the agricultural education instructor at River Valley.
We are aiming for over 600 exhibitors for our school district, which is nice to have. That'll not be a record. Our record is higher, but based off a percentage of the students in the school district, it is getting close to a record.
Inside exhibits are being accepted today in the gym. Animal exhibits will be accepted tomorrow. Graffunder says it is a record year for the animal exhibits.
I went to all the farms and ID'd all the animals. We have over 60 animals that will be at the sale next week. So we're looking for the bidders to come in. We have a record-breaking year as far as auction animals, and the dairy's increasing again so far.
You are encouraged to attend the fair and check out the new addition to the animal exhibit area.
We have an area just for dairy and beef to be able to not be on concrete, to have a softer feel for them so they will not hurt their legs and feet. And then we have expanded so that all the swine and goats and sheep can fit in one area.
The River Valley FFA and WIC buildings are also sponsoring a petting zoo this year. The fair will also feature a number of educational exhibits.
We have secured a Milk the Cow station, so that we can show people what the animal eats and then how it produces milk. So that's the point of that. Soil sensory, this is where the students will be able to have the opportunity to make dirt pudding and understand the healthy soil and what it can produce. We're bringing in Jennifer Russell from Case for Learning. Many Hats of a Farmer will be done by Lori Wick. She's a good friend of our program. She's done a lot of grant reading for us and helped the kids with training for various speaking contests. Cows Upcycle, can you? So Sarah from Iowa County is coming up to show people how cows can upcycle food products and better the environment. And then, like I stated, we have the Iowa County Tech Rescue Team. They're going to show us how they will rescue somebody who may be trapped in a bin or a different farm implement. So they're going to talk about augers and bin safety and then show people how we can rescue and save lives. The Arena Fire Station, Todd Pinkham and Hunter Pinkham are alumni of our program of the FFA. So they're coming back with their fellow firefighters to show us what firefighters do in emergency situations and how important they are in our area. Wisconsin Pork Producers, Morgan Wark is coming up to explain that. And then Richland County, Carlene Craddock is going to come over and explain what 4-H and the benefits are. And then last but not least, Nancy Legal is going to explain ag in the classroom opportunities to the youth and show them how impactful agriculture is in our diverse area of Wisconsin.
There will be no school for students in the River Valley School District tomorrow. The fair will begin at 8 with the animal auction at noon. The River Valley Homecoming Parade will step off at 3. In Friday night's homecoming football game at 7, River Valley will host Lancaster. WRCO's Phil Nee will have reports from the River Valley School Fair tomorrow.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 76 degrees in Richland Center on this Thursday afternoon, September 26th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Our House Memory Care. Funeral services for Mary and her husband Richard will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Mary and Richard's name be directed to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Alzheimer's Association. Mary Willison is survived by her daughter, Deanna Gabelt, two grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Laura, Rosie, Cindy, Patrick Jr., and Fred, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsboro, died September 17th at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 5 to 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Tina Yoder include her husband Matt, three daughters, Corinna, Carissa, and Crystal, her mother, Esther Baldwin, sister, Amanda and Andrew Odom, brother, Brian and Sandy Baldwin, two brothers-in-law, Joe and Laura Yoder and Daniel Yoder, nieces and nephews, and special friend, Leela Kaufman. Christina K., Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsboro. Mary Ann Lindy Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley, died Tuesday at Pines Independent Living in Prairie du Sac. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Killian's Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Lindy Schmitz is survived by five daughters, Diane and Steve Emerson, Jean and Mike Tritow, Lynn and Bob Tritow, Ann and Mark Linz, and Julie and Len Barsky. 14 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, a sister, Jean Heiser, and many nieces and nephews. Mary Ann Lindy Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center, died September 15th at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held Saturday at 11:30 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Saturday from 9 until 11:15 before departing to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, and DeGrace. Bob Schmitz is survived by his wife of 61 years, Sharon, two children, Michelle, Shelley Schmitz, and Mike Adler of Middleton, and Todd Schmitz and Carrie Melinda of Brooklyn, a granddaughter, two sisters, Patty Eichhoff of Cottage Grove and Shirley Cutting of Excelsior, Minnesota, many nieces, nephews, friends, and co-workers. Robert M., Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center. Peter B. Regnery, age 81, died August 7th. A funeral service will be held at 2:30 Saturday at St. Philip Church near Rolling Ground. A burial service and reception will follow at the Regnery Farm. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Peter Regnery is survived by his wife of more than 50 years, Barbara, a brother, Patrick and Deborah Regnery, three sisters-in-law, Deborah K. Regnery, Judith T. Regnery, and Linda S. Regnery, six nephews and a niece. Peter B. Regnery, age 81. Mark James Delcamp, 66 of Muscadet, died Saturday. A memorial service will be held Saturday, November 30th at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, November 30th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark Delcamp is survived by his mother, Shirley Delcamp of Muscadet, siblings Kate Delcamp and Rick Amdahl, Sherry Delcamp and Tom Lopez, and Brenda and Brito Delcamp. Also, nine nieces and nephews. Mark James Delcamp, 66 of Muscadet. Esther Powers, 82 of Reedstown, died Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Health Services. A private graveside service will be held at a later date. The Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown is serving the family of Esther Powers, 82 of Reedstown.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Ryan and Julie Cairns, Daryl and Marie Wildsmith, Jordan and Emmeline Brining, Justin and Janae Hatch, Jeremy and Crystal Ledbury, Ron and Beth Fruit, Scott and Sandy King, and a happy 65th anniversary to Francis and Mary Novi. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a wonderful Thursday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. High pressure, dry air, and clear skies locked in all across the Plain States, clear across into Illinois and Wisconsin, even into parts of Michigan. Now, just east of that zone, a steady flow of tropical moisture coming in off the Gulf of Mexico ahead of Hurricane Helene, and that's producing heavy rain already from Florida and parts of Alabama and Mississippi all the way north up to Kentucky and Virginia. That area could see between 12 and 18 inches of rain in spots over the next couple of days, and that'll likely cause some pretty serious flooding. Meanwhile, it looks like around here, the dry weather pattern is going to hold, and temperatures continuing to run about 15 degrees above normal. The next big change should arrive about Monday night or Tuesday as a cold front slides in from the northwest. Not expecting much in the way of rain with that, but certainly some gusty northwest winds and much cooler temperatures, at least for a day or so. There could be a system late next week toward Thursday, which might provide some rainfall. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mainly sunny, highs in the upper 70s to near 80, wind variable at 2 to 6. Mostly clear tonight, low about 50. Tomorrow, sunny or partly cloudy and warm, high close to 80 degrees. Northeast wind just a touch stronger at 5 to 15. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy, low 52 with a high of 78. On Sunday, partly sunny, low in the low 50s, highs once again in the upper 70s. Monday, mostly sunny, continued unusually warm for late September, low 52, high 79. And Tuesday, partly cloudy, breezy and much cooler, low in the low 50s, but a high of only 64. On Wednesday, a chilly start, otherwise mostly sunny and fairly nice, low in the upper 30s with a high of 69 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 78, our low this morning was 46. Our high so far today, 77. The record high for this date set in 1986 is 86 degrees. The record low 29 was set in 1966. Last year's high was 68 with a low of 60. Sunset tonight will be at 6:52 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:54. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 3 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.07. Relative humidity is 47% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Why ag and forestry are good for conservation. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Without farms and forests, conservation programs would have a tough time making progress in this country. As Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Robert Bonney says regulatory approaches to conservation have their limitations.
We know that regulation typically does a pretty good job of stopping bad things from happening, but the fundamental question we're confronting when it comes to climate-smart agriculture is how do we encourage producers to adopt new technologies, new innovations? How do we de-risk those things?
In fact, says Bonney, the how matters as much as the what.
There's actually broad agreement on the importance of conserving natural resources in agriculture and forestry. Talk to landowners, talk to producers, and they will tell you about their deep commitment. But the how matters a lot. How do we do it? If it feels dictated out of Washington, D.C., if it feels stifling, if it feels regulatory heavy, it won't work.
Bonney says working lands like farms and managed forests can contribute to conservation efforts as well as public lands do.
If we're going to be successful in climate, we need U.S. agriculture and forestry, and we need them to stay in business and to be economically viable.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Keeping the pressure on. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand Z-Series Enlist E3 soybeans let you stay in the game with no calendar cutoff dates for spraying. That's Pioneer brand Z-Series Enlist E3 soybeans. Commodity groups continue to push for a farm bill this year. Minnesota Soybean Growers Association President Darren Johnson says executive leadership visited Washington, D.C. earlier this month.
Trying to keep on pushing to get that farm bill pushed through.
He tells Brownfield he felt less optimistic following the trip.
The House and the Senate are still fair ways apart. Not a lot of communication actually happening between them. Senate obviously hasn't brought anything to the table as far as the farm bill goes.
The current farm bill extension expires September 30th, and Congress did not include another extension in the continuing resolution that passed Wednesday. A bipartisan bill has been introduced in the U.S. Senate to prevent taxpayer dollars from being used to purchase imported feedstocks for biofuels production. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, co-sponsor of the bill, says there's been a surge of imports from China and Brazil, displacing the use of domestic feedstocks.
We can't allow foreign feedstock to crowd Ohio farmers out of the market. We certainly should not allow American tax dollars to support these foreign imports.
He tells Brownfield the U.S. Treasury needs to release its guidance on 45Z before January 1st, when the credit takes effect. The USDA reports a down week for U.S. export sales. The week-to-week declines were influenced by several factors, including rising U.S. barge freight rates due to low levels on some rivers and the relative strength of the dollar. The USDA is reporting the sale of 115,000 tons of U.S. corn to Mexico for delivery this marketing year. It's the second day in a row with an announced sale of U.S. corn to Mexico for a running total of 295,000 tons. And a specialist who covers farmland values across the U.S. suggests there are several unsteady states in an otherwise steady market. Ronnie Richardson with National Land Realty tells Brownfield one outlier is California.
People talk about we're leaving California. Well, that's not going to affect the agriculture prices in California just because people are moving out. But what will affect it is the interest rates and the demand for some of those commodities out there.
He says California ag land has declined 27% in value the past year amid softening prices for almonds, walnuts, and other commodities important to the state. Conversely, Richardson says Florida farmland values are up nearly 120%.
It's ag land that's being transitioned into developable property.
He says another state outside the national norm is Louisiana, where the average price per acre decreased by almost $11,000, primarily because some of the larger landowners began to divest themselves of some farmland holdings. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Carter Degenhart, from Riverdale High School for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Carter plays football, baseball, and powerlifting. He's involved in FFA, ag mechanics, and takes part in the state tractor driving contest at Farm Tech Days.
You have to back through a lane and then drive through it and back it into a shed. There's another one where you have a four-wheel wagon. You got to pull it out of one shed and back it into another shed. And there's another part where you inspect a tractor to make sure everything's correct on it.
Carter does a lot of volunteer work, helping raise money for a number of organizations, including Blue River Fire and Rescue events. He helps his father and uncle on the farm, and for him, agriculture is a way of life.
Because a farmer doesn't get to decide if the cattle need to eat or not. They have to get up and feed the cattle every morning, and even if you're not a farmer, you can be involved in agriculture through just going to the grocery store and buying, whether it's meat or vegetables or something.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, muck and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Direct cash cattle trade activity is picking up and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is starting to develop. Deals have been reported in Kansas at $184 to $185 live and in Texas at $185 live, about $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Asking prices are at $185 plus live in the south and $295 dressed in parts of the north. There were a handful of live deals reported in parts of Iowa on Wednesday at $184 to $186. Look for more business to develop before the end of the week. Boxed beef is lower at midday on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.53 at $296.64. Select is 35 cents lower at $282.93. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers 850 to 1,049 pounds were $3 to $5 higher, with instances of up to $7 higher on steers 850 to 899 pounds. The best test for heifers, 800 to 849 pounds and 950 to 999 pounds, were mostly steady. The USDA says demand was good to very good for yearlings. There were many strings, loads, and packages offered. There were a few more cattle out of lots this week, but the majority still came off grass. Flesh ranged from light to heavy, and quality varied on most packages from plain to attractive. Loads and strings were mostly average to attractive. The market was active with plenty of buyers present. Medium and large one feeder steers, 900 to 943 pounds, brought $234 to $252. Feeder steers, 956 to 992 pounds, brought $237.50 to $250. Cash hogs are mixed at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors have been pretty aggressive in their procurement efforts this week, bidding up to move needed numbers. Export sales from the USDA had pork sales down slightly this week, but overall demand on the global market has been strong. The USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs reports out this afternoon. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.43 with a weighted average of $77.76. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt was $1.29 higher. Both had a weighted average of $77.76. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $5 lower at $55, and pork values were firm at midday, up 30 cents at $94.40. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
AgriAmerica's mobile app has been updated to enhance your listening experience. Our mobile app now allows you to follow your favorite podcast, quickly access our streaming channel, receive push notifications for your favorite on-air reports, and more. Download the AgriAmerica app today on your Android or Apple device. Just search AgriAmerica in your respective mobile device.
Serving the community for over 90 years, Richards Insurance.
scavenger hunts, going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Soybeans, corn, and hogs are lower, cattle are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you with the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans have turned lower on profit-taking and technical selling. Harvest delays are likely in the south and east as Helene makes landfall and moves inland. There's also spillover support from profit-taking in soybean oil. Beans had followed bean oil up. November soybeans are down 9 at 10.44 and a quarter. January's 8 and 3 quarters lower at 10.63. October bean meal's down $1.90 at 3.24.20. October bean oil's 100 points lower at 43.38. Corn's lower. Central and western parts of the Corn Belt should be able to make solid harvest progress. The trade's also monitoring planting conditions in South America. December corn's 2.25 lower at 4.13. March is down 2.5 at 4.30 3/4. And wheat's lower. Soft red winter planting delays are probable, but there should be good hard red winter progress. Drought in the Black Sea region is a continued concern. December Chicago's 5 lower at 5.84 1/4. December Kansas City's down 3.5 at 5.78 1/2. December Minneapolis wheat's 3.5 lower at 6.13 1/2. Live and feeder cattle are mixed, watching direct trade develop. Most of that so far is at 185 live, up $2 from last week's weighted average in the south. October live 67 higher at 183.72. December's up 27 at 184.60. October feeders are 42 higher at 246.45. And hogs are lower ahead of the USDA's quarterly inventory and cold storage reports. Those are both out at 3 Eastern, 2 Central. October lean's 92 lower at 81.55. December's down $1.70 at 73.20. Meanwhile, over in the broader market, crude oil is sharply lower, falling below $70 a barrel. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
What's happening with your fall vegetables? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There are a lot of fantastic vegetables that are available in the fall. Roger Victory with Michigan-based Victory Farm says it's been a good season for those early harvested fall vegetables.
For our winter squash harvest, it's just been perfect. The harvest has been good, dry conditions allows for a very proficient harvest.
But he tells Brownfield,
a lot of our root crops that are for the later fall harvest that we might be harvesting in November and even 1st of December, they need some growth. And this heat and dryness is not conducive for them. They like a little cooler climate and ample moisture. So we're busy irrigating and keeping things going, but can only do so much. So hopefully we'll see some refreshing showers in the future, but at this time it doesn't look very promising.
Victory says they harvest crops 12 months out of the year.
So we will go from harvesting from our winter squash to with our parsnips, rutabaga, red beets, and we will actually, you know, allow the snowfall come across on the turnips, and if that conditions work out right, we can be harvesting in December, January, and even up to February.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
You've got choices, you've got options, and selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step?
It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6500.
This weekend marks the sixth week of the high school football schedule. Hello, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for football game of the week action on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Friday night, homecoming football. Lancaster plays at River Valley. The Arrows and the Blackhawks. Kickoff time, 7 o'clock. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show kicks it off around 6:40. And don't miss football Friday night between 10 and 11, recapping all the scores.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.